We have some very special guests in the studio. Siyama Maruzungiri, along with Tim O'Keefe and Dallas Johnson, they are in our studio today during New Music. And the band is in town tonight as our Minnesota Center Stage Minnesota concert feature. Tickets are still available at rifecenter.org, or you can call the box office at 327-5780. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So, Siyama.
Yes.
The Congo.
Yes.
To Minnesota.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get accustomed to life in Minnesota? Are you yet?
Never. Every time the cold catch me, I'm like, winter now. Again. Every winter is different. So, I'm like, I should go. But then, the community is so good about music, and Minnesota is the best place, so I can't leave. I'm like, instead of going to California, now let me just buy like a heavy coat.
Find a way to deal.
Yeah, yes.
But that's great. You've found a great home here in Minnesota. Oh, the music community has been welcoming for you.
Yes. Very well, very well. I love it.
How long have you been here?
Now 22 years, I think.
Okay, in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your life before you came to the States.
Before I came to the States, I left my country, the Congo, when I was 17. I found this good band from, I came from similar place I was born, and then moved to the bigger city. I was 17 years old, and I found this band was called Kavasha. I'm like, oh, I love those people. And then they loved me too. But I was scared because they had this big name. And then I just felt like I'm not in that level to play with them. But they just said, we just love you. Maybe they just like the way I looked or something. And then, well, we love you. We'll be with you. Don't worry. We'll show you everything we need. So then that band got contract to go to East Africa. When Idi Amin was president, so we went to Uganda. And then I left you, we stayed in Uganda maybe 9 months. The war came, and then we moved to Kenya.
Okay.
And Kenya was like home now. Go to Dubai, went back to Kenya, go to Japan, and went back to Kenya. And then 95, I came here.
Okay, so Kenya was kind of the home spot for a while in your...
Yes,
so that band that had you... You'd played music, obviously, before you joined that band.
Before I joined that band, I was just learning, not in the band, you know. I was playing guitar, just not in the
fiddling
band.
Around. Yes.
He taught himself by listening to the radio.
Yes.
So if you can imagine hearing a song... You know, he could never learn the beginning of the song because he would hear a song that he liked, and by the time he grabbed the guitar, he's like,
he's gone.
One verse in. But he did that for several years, like maybe 4 or 5 years. He just played by himself, teaching himself. And when he hit the city and ran into this band, he discovered that there's tuning involved in guitars.
Yeah,
so he didn't. He's been playing in the wrong tune all that time, and so then he had to relearn everything.
Yeah, but they were very patient.
They taught you the ropes of being a musician. So guitar was your first instrument?
My first instrument. My dad had mbira, tam piano, who we had one home, and how many kids? 9 kids. So we had to be fighting for that. But then I wasn't good at it. I just chose to learn guitar instead.
Guitar was So what do you miss about Africa, about the Congo?
About the Congo, I miss listening to Congolese music.
Yeah.
You know, that is a big part of being good guitarist in that music, because that own music you hear most of the time in the radio. So when even we went to Kenya, they loved that African Congolese music. So it is on the radio all the time. And then to make you so good at it, because, I want to play that licks too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that style is good. But when I came here, I don't hear those music anymore. And now my brain keep absorbing blues stuff, and then I love them. Mm-hmm. Actually, nowadays I prefer even to mix that in the Congolese music, you know, because it's the same language, music. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Translate,
so,
yes.
So that the thing I miss, like, if there was a station playing just Congolese music and maybe one or two song, American song, that would be great.
It would be perfect station for you.
Do you know what I miss the most since we visited Congo? Mm. I miss how the people are all together.
Oh, that.
You know, everything I did, there was a group of people around me.
Yeah.
And it's just such a communal way of living, and it's so spirited and so happy, and everybody's together. And I really miss that. You miss that
too,
right?
Yes, that is there too. Yes, I miss that. And people so creative in music. You just have, you can talk, you have voice, you can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Come sing with us. You will sing flat key or what, sing.
Yeah.
Have a voice to contribute with us.
You don't have to be a musician
to
contribute.
No, you don't
have
to be a musician.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I understand that. We're talking with Siyama Maruzungidi along with Dallas Johnson and Tim O'Keefe in the studio today. They're in Grand Rapids for our Center Stage concert tonight. You can get tickets at rifecenter.org. So you've been known for recording hundreds of Soukous hits in Africa. Can you tell us about Soukous a little bit?
Yeah, Soukous. It's a style of music begin in the Congo. And in the days, we used to call rumba. Lingala, rumba, something like that. And then rumba is almost everywhere. Many countries have a style, different style, but called rumba. But in the 70s, for some reason, the electric amplifiers and the drums start coming to Congo. I think it was in 71 or 72. I remember it was like big concert, the first drum kit to arrive in Congo. And then that changed everything. From there, the music started going, instead of just, because rumba was taken like mellow,
like romantic
ballet. Yes,
you guys are missing the visuals here. Yes. Of Siyama dancing with the slow romantic or dancing with the beat.
And then suddenly in the 70s the music start going 4x4, like, this is fun, because you can still dance if you don't have anybody,
right?
By yourself, you just dance there. The Soukous began at that time.
So it's a beat that came from the Congo.
Yes.
That often is a dance.
Yes.
A dance.
Yes. To begin by name of the dance, Soukous, and the letter. Well, maybe we should keep this name as style of music. And then until now, it is there.
Yeah.
Soukous music.
All right. We'll come back to the Soukous here. But first, can we hear a song from you guys?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Which, you guys have a new album out, which we're also going to talk about. Do you want to play from the new one, or do you want to play from Rivers first?
We play from Rivers. We're going to play Yele Yele Pop.
Yele Yele. Yes. So we've been playing this album here, Rivers, from the Congo to the Mississippi, from Siyama. Get your tickets tonight at rifecenter.org.
Mama, we, oh, oh.
Music here on KAXC, KBXC on New Music. I'm so glad you guys are in town tonight. So we were just talking about Sukus before we heard that song. And I've seen a couple of videos online of you explaining what Sukus is. And sometimes that's a difficult thing to put into words.
Yes.
And I wanted to see if you would give a little demonstration as to how a Sukus beat is different from other forms of music.
Other forms. Okay, I will compare three styles. Okay, like if you go to the Caribbean, they have a music called soca. The beat of the soca rhythm is a... That is like 1-4, 5-4. But in the Sukus, same thing will be like 1-2-3-4. So the same chords, but then you make it more interesting.
Yeah. Break it up a little.
Yes. Sometimes, like, if I'm in one, I can be like... That part of just being in one. And that same... Make it more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that's why they call it the sound of happiness. Because it sounds happy, doesn't it?
Oh, as soon as he almost started playing the Sukus, he was just smiling. Oh, it definitely has an infectious happiness about it.
And then you have reggae. If reggae will be like a... That the same progression, but... In the reggae, this goes in a different, yeah. So Sukus more like happy. And then the close of Sukus is soca music. That like. Yeah, so we usually mix. You mix a chord with the several happy notes.
Yeah.
Could it be like, yeah. That's sukus. And yeah, then you have like a lead will be like maybe here.
So you guys released an album last year, or yeah, 2 years ago now, yes, Rivers, which we just heard a song from the Congo to the Mississippi, which seemed to include other Congolese musicians who are based in the cities. Is that right? No?
Not my. I think I'm the only one mm-hmm. from the Congo.
Yeah, I yes. wondered how mm. that...
Yeah, that was big problem when I came, like, okay, what can I do? I can't play sukus music by myself because need like a band with, you know, a bass player who can play sukus music and then get another guitarist. Sometimes we have four guitarists in that style. So then I was like, okay, to make a living, I better listen music here. And then just mix musician. Mm-hmm. You can have somebody play blues in the sukus music. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing I start doing now.
So for the Rivers CD, Siama got a grant for it. So he wanted to feature, he wanted to celebrate that collaboration that he discovered when he moved here. Because mm-hmm. where he came from, people didn't mix different styles of music like that.
Okay.
He was a sukus man.
Right.
When he landed in Minnesota, he started learning a lot of different styles, like soca and reggae and calypso mm-hmm. and blues and mm-hmm. even bluegrass and folk and country music. And so then when people started inviting him to jump in their gigs, like even with someone from South India, a Carnatic, you know, classical mm-hmm. singer. And so all kinds of combinations started happening, like a friend from Tibet and a steel guitar player. So pretty soon he got this grant and realized that that's what he wanted to do is bring all those people into the project and make a CD that's like kind of representative of Minnesota, even mm-hmm. though it's Congolese music.
That's great. And you guys just released a children's album.
Yes.
The Land of Yalele? Yeah.
Yangalele.
Yangalele. Yeah. Why a children's album?
You know, we was very impressed the first time a little kid came when he was performing on the street, like busking me in Dallas. And then this mama came with a little girl who was maybe 2 years old.
Yeah.
And then they just facing us, but the Dora decided to leave the mother and come get the shaker on our basket, and she became like part of the band.
Like she faced the audience.
She faced the audience too.
She was shaking and dancing and singing with us.
Yeah. So the mother later asked, "You guys do kid programs?" No.
We could.
So since then we're like, let's do kid programs.
And she books kids programs. So we started doing them every month with little toddlers, and they really taught us everything we know about playing music with kids, but it made our adult shows better too.
Yes.
Because before that we felt too shy.
Yes.
And we would just say, "Would you sing along, please?" You know, and the adults wouldn't.
Of course.
Yeah.
But kids always do. So now we can just do it. Like now everybody sings with us. But we just thought, oh, let's make a record just for them because they inspire us so much. And so Siama got another grant for this one. And it's called The Land of Yangalele. That means happiness in Kikongo. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to bring the Siama's childhood experience of just really rootsy rural Congo, where you know, he has some stories in there from when he was growing up and some fun, just really fun instrumentation that's really traditional instruments from Africa. And he really created a sonic adventure. It really sounds like you're in rural Congo when you listen to it from the very first song. And
oh yeah,
yeah.
And I tell us about your instrument petting zoo at children's shows.
Oh, instrument petting zoo. What we do, we have this a lot of small percussion for a kid can hold, because we usually get like from two.
Like babies to five.
Yes, babies to five or something like that. So we'll carry this packet of instrument and just put a mat, very clean mat, and so kids, parents will bring the kids and let them sit on that. And then they grab percussion and just moving while I'm playing. Even if I'm not in time, but I had to play perfect rhythm, you know, to make them feel like they're part of us.
The band, yeah.
And then they sing with us and play with us, and sometimes the parents can't get them to leave.
Yeah.
We do it at festivals a lot, and so there's all this stuff going around everywhere that the parents want to do, and the kids are just like, I think there was one that was like an 8-month-old baby, and just would not leave for hours.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing that to... We do it a lot for festivals around Minnesota, but we're bringing it to Nashville in September. Mm. So and Birmingham as well.
That's great.
I'm excited.
Let's talk a little bit about your library tour next week also. Mm. We were just talking about that before we went on air, because you guys will be traveling all over northern Minnesota doing a library tour starting next week. Right?
Yes. We're so excited about it. These are the dates.
Yep. They'll be in Fauston, Bagley, Barnesville. Oh, boy. Fertile, Crookston. You guys are going a lot of places here. And this is all next week, it looks like.
Starts on Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm. So I'll post a link to all of those dates as well, but that will be great.
Yeah.
Seems like a great fit, too.
We're bringing Siamese Congolese music to the 5 and under crowd all over this area, from, you know, Moorhead and Crookston, as you said, all the way to Bagley and down to Detroit Lakes and McIntosh. I mean, just everywhere. And it's 1 hour at each library, and most days it's 2 libraries a day. And we'll be up here for, I think, 9 days total.
Mm-hmm. You'll be busy.
Yes,
it'll be fun.
So excited about it.
Let's hear another song.
Okay, this will be this. Let's go to Sukkos.
Let's go to Sukkos.
Yes. Thank you.
Tiama Maruzungiri here in the studio today during New Music. I can't wait for the show tonight. Oh. That is at the Rife Center at 7:30. You can still get tickets available at rifecenter.org or by calling the box office at 327-5780. Thanks so much to Tim O'Keefe, who has a long history with KAXE, I've found out. Dallas Johnson and Siama Maruzungiri, thank you guys so much for coming by and coming to Northern Minnesota.
We love it here, and I hope everyone comes tonight. Yes.
That's right. See you all tonight.